Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with your girl, Linus and Nina. How is everybody doing? And happy belated New Year's to everybody. As I said, welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings. Every Sunday we're on at 3 p.m. on the West Coast and 6 p.m. on the East Coast. And it's brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. Now, the show phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The website is www.theessenceofsuccess.com. One question per caller, please. Everyone gets an opportunity. You are always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is always open. Your moderator is normally Miss Nina. She's out sick today. So it's just open to anyone. Just go in, have a discussion, and I will check in periodically for any questions. Time to time, we'll have other guests, psychics, joining the show to share these experiences and gifts. So for more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. On the right side of the page, just scroll down to Psychic Readings. Readings are done every week, Monday through Friday, 11 in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. Now, we can't accommodate your time frame because we're on the West Coast, so if people call from the Midwest or East Coast, we'll definitely accommodate you. So spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday. You just might learn something new. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, we sure do. Me and Miss Nina do. Now, I got a lot to cover, so bear with me, because I'm also going to do the horoscopes for January, beginning of the year, right? So you want to mark down the full moon is January 31st, and the new moon is January 16th, which is Tuesday after next. Okay, so just put that down. New moon is Tuesday the 16th, and the full moon is the 31st. In fact, this month we have two full moons because the first one was on January 1st, so this is the second one. So expect a lot of interesting things to happen during this period. Good things. Good things, I hope. Okay, well, normally, you know, Nina does birthdays, so I'm going to do birthdays real quick. Happy birthday to my cousin Janine Collins. Happy birthday to my godbrother Kevin Ferrari in Texas. I hope you and Rachel are having a wonderful time. Happy birthday to Bea Perkins. That's my country girlfriend. Her and I love country music, okay? Maybe black, but we into country. Okay, anyway, and happy birthday to DeMarco McSwain, and happy birthday to Miss Dee Daniels, famous songstress and entertainer here from the Northwest. So happy birthday to you, and I hope everyone enjoys their birthday and are blessed. Okay, Now, let's see, what's the next thing up? Oh, before I go into doing the horoscopes, you know, I got to do the prayers. So now this one I want to explain a little bit. It's different. It's dealing with 48 strands, and scientists tell us that we have 24 DNA strands. I'm sorry, so that you understand, 24 DNA strands. But I doubled it to 48 because I feel like if we have God and God of us, why are we limiting ourselves, right? Okay, I'm thinking the same thing. If we're of God, God of us, that's what the scientists say, but we only use like a quarter of our brain, so we're greater than that. And that's the way I just tweaked the prayer a little bit. So anyway, let me begin. Now, as you hear this prayer and listen to it, let me tell you also, you can get this prayer over on the essenceofsuccess.com on the website, and go into blog news because it was too long for me to put in prayers. So, but I put it in blog news, and you can pick it up, and it's 48 strands of DNA. Okay, so we'll begin. I'm sorry, y'all. Thank you, people that are listening around the world in the chat room and also on the phone. Welcome to the show. I'm sorry for that. Okay, now, we call upon Mother Earth and Archangel Uriel, the fire of God, the light of God, the Archangel of Divine Wisdom in the north and the ruler of elements of Earth. We project gratitude, light, and love. We project our beings, our energies, our thoughts deep into the magma of Mother Earth, yellow, red, orange in color, asking for the assistance in bringing the energy of the creative magma up through our feet, up to the root chakra, and into the second sacral chakra, the sacral plexus of creation. We call on divine creative source energy and the Archangel Jophiel, the beauty of God, the Archangel of creative power and illumination, the guardian of the tree of knowledge, with Archangel Uriel, with the intent of creating 48 strands of DNA. We reach and project gratitude, light, and love high into the heavens, calling forth the golden white light from source energy, bringing down the golden white light through our cerebral chakra, down through the heart chakra, adding love from our hearts, and down to the sacral plexus or creative center just above the pelvic bone. We call forth Archangel Zaphiel, keeper of the orange peach flame of creation, the angel of ecstasy, creation, and compassion, to bring the creative energy of the orange peach flame into the sacral plexus with the intent of creating 48 strands of perfected DNA for the celebration of our existence. We call in the star children, keepers of the perfected 48 strands of perfected human DNA, with the intent to manifest the 48 strands of DNA in our sacral plexus, in the creative chakra, then into every cell in our bodies, including our blood and lymph. As we place the 48 strands of DNA into every cell in our bodies, we intend to perfect our body, bones, blood, lymphatic system, nerves, organs, hormones, glands, proteins, telomeres, organelles, carbohydrates, arteries, veins, immune system, adipose tissues, cell membranes, mitochondria, and every other cell in our bodies as a quantum level, manifesting the perfection of the original humans. We reform the 48 strands into 24 double helixes, connecting 8 strands each into a rotated, connected, and perfected spiral, double-stranded DNA, with perfected telomeres at the ends, acting as little antennae, transmitting perfection from the quantum field and source energy into each and every cell of our bodies to rejuvenate, revitalize our bodies to a perfected, eternal state of health and fitness. We braid these 24 double helices into 48 stranded rope DNA in every cell in our bodies, making us strong, invincible, indestructible, and impenetrable to all the toxins, the petrochemicals, the nanobots, and radiation. Our 24 double helices connect us to the quantum energies of all other celestial realms and dimensions. We are now connected and integrated to all our divine interdimensional beings in the multiverse. We are celestial beings of light and love. Our wills will be done. So be it. Some of you might have felt something as I did that prayer, and if I did, God bless. You can continue on with that if you want to do it on a daily basis. But it's more to it, and so I would ask you to check out on the blog about the prayer, but if you felt anything, that's good. I'm happy. Okay, well, now let's do the horoscopes for January. Now, what I did this year, I decided to do it on special guidance. How about that, right? It's January. How are things going to come about? How are you going to deal with them? Your reactions, all that. So, for January, it's special guidance for all 12 signs. First up, Aries. Well, Aries, your action, decision, or opinion will be the deciding factor. If the fruit of the tree is gone, it's time to move on, Aries. Taurus, the situation in which you feel trapped is only temporary. Your pessimism will soon be replaced by great joy, and someone will be instrumental in changing things for the better, Taurus. If what you think or hear is negative, don't believe it. Gemini, the standstill will be overcome and or a reunion is at hand. You are never alone. All you have to do is reach out, Gemini. Be patient, persistent, and diligent in your efforts. Cancer, what you want or need will come to you and you will be provided for. Unfortunately, the work you're in insulates or alienates you from social involvement. However, you can rise above your emotional limitations by remembering that God is your source and works thoughts many channels in many ways. Open your mind, Cancer, to the possibility of new beginnings. Hello. Leo, true guidance proves itself in that it brings with it the action or ability to carry out, and by its fruits shall it be known, quote unquote. If you're in a quandary over what to do, Leo, remember that decisions usually make themselves when time is ready. Your spiritual development will be resumed, and what was missing will be provided. Virgo, a feeling of emptiness is sometimes necessary. A cup that's already full has no room for more. Relinquish self-guidance, quote-unquote ego, and allow the higher to lead you. There are times, Virgo, when earthly desires must be sacrificed in order to make room for the divine plan. Libra, stay detached and you will be able to perceive the truth in situations, and your impressions or perceptions, Libra, will later be confirmed. Don't be afraid to be defenseless or lay your cards on the table. It can make a difference because what consciously or unconsciously being expressed is coming from genuine concern. Scorpio, people might not get your concepts or see things the way you do, but you won't be left out in the cold. Someone will come to your aid or give you the opportunity, Scorpio, to utilize some of your skills or talents. There is a tremendous spiritual force present which is causing your inner hearing to increase. In time, what you couldn't see before will clearly and explicitly be revealed, Scorpio. Sagittarius, change is in the air and a new approach is at hand. This could come through a friend who will help you see the light or attain a new perspective. Be willing to wait, but don't compromise your self-esteem or avoid the warning signs, Sagittarius. Capricorn, realize the futility of effort. If something is meant to be, it will come of its own accord. When you stop seeking, searching, or expecting, it will begin to happen. Since you're not the cause and are powerless to change what is happening, it's futile to be upset. Be willing to listen or act upon new ideas. Aquarius, keep following your star and you will get your wish. You may have to err, but what you want will come. Things are coming out better and faster than you think, and problems that look like mountains, Aquarius, will prove to be molehills. Okay? Pisces, don't bite off more than you can chew in your passion to go forward, or you'll find things hard to swallow. The time is not right and you're not ready or fully prepared. Don't think you're alone or that you're not being helped now. It's fear and impatience that blinds you, Pisces, from the truth or deafens your receptivity to the spirit. When it no longer serves your growth to know something, you will know. Okay, and that is your horoscopes for January 2018, huh? Okay, I think we are ready to begin. Okay, we're ready to begin now. So let's start. So our first caller, and thank you everybody for listening and supporting the show and calling in. I do appreciate that. Okay, first caller. Here we go. Trying to get you okay. First caller, area code 281. Welcome to the show. And the first caller for January 2018. Who's this?
Hi, this is
Dejan. Dejan? Oh, what a beautiful name. How are you doing today, Dejan?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, all right. Well, welcome to the show, and what question do you have for me today?
I want to know if you see me meeting a girl this year. Her name is Marisha.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said, I thought your name was Dejan. I'm sorry. What is your name?
Dejan.
Okay, so Dejan. So I had that right. So who you want me to ask if you're going to be with Melissa? I didn't understand.
I want to know if you see me meeting a girl this year. Her name is Marisha.
Oh, if you're going to meet her this year. Okay, Marisha. All right.
Marisha.
I'm sorry?
Marisha.
Marisha. Okay. Something's coming up in February, but I see another woman before her. I see her like in June, at the beginning of summer, but there's another woman coming before her in February. She's truly interested in you. Are you in school? Because I see this woman in education. Are you in college right now?
Yes, I am actually. For me, school starts back next week. So.
Okay, because this woman is going to school too. In the educational field, I don't know if she's going to be a teacher or going to be a professor, but you'll meet her before the woman that you're interested in. You will meet that woman, like I said, but it won't be till June. But the woman is coming to you in February. She's very much interested in you. She comes from a good family, has very strong roots, a good foundation. She's medium complected. She has thick hair. She has very thick hair, but she wears it nicely. And she stands about 5'6". Yeah, she stands about 5'6". But she's in education, so that's a hint for you, right? When this woman approaches you or you're in a conversation with another student. So that's what I picked
okay.
up. Yeah, let me know.
Nice.
That I know you have somebody specifically picked out, but you know, you never know. The universe might have a reason to introduce you to someone else before. So keep your mind open, okay?
Okay.
All right. And thank you for calling, and have a wonderful, wonderful week, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. All right. Next caller, area code 613. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Oh, hi. My name is Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Good, thank you.
All right. Welcome to the show. What can I answer for you, young lady?
I've been seeing this man named Chris since October. We saw each other actually a year prior to October, but we've been seeing each other the past 3 months, and I'm just wondering if you see it, that continuing and it becoming more consistent or more serious at some point.
Okay. When you mentioned Chris's name, I got a pain on the left side of my head and my temple. Let me find out about Chris, what's going on. Confusing. There is some issues there with him. Man, you are a patient woman. God bless you, Donna. You are patient. God bless you. Well, I'm not picking up that he's a bad person, so spirit is not showing me that. But there's something there that I got a headache, so I need to tell me about Chris. Does he have a problem with intimacy sometimes?
I think so.
Yeah. Something, he's having a problem with intimacy. Oh, God, I just saw it. Okay. Chris, yeah, I'm glad you're patient. That's why they showed me. Yeah, the relationship can go on, but your patience will be your guiding factor. Why? Is because he went through something in his childhood that's still traumatic in his mind. It's almost like, I put it like this, you know that thing that's going across the nation last year, Me Too?
Yeah.
Okay. He also, I'm not going to go into his personal business, but Me Too also for him. So that's where sometimes things may get confusing in a relationship and you don't understand why he reacts that way or why he did. But your patience will help him to come out. And also, I'm going to tell you, suggest therapy to him. Suggest that he goes in and, you know, no, not that he's crazy or anything, but, you know, maybe just talk about some things out of his past to relinquish it and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, objectively, that's what I'm saying. Therapy where it's not anybody that he knows, he don't mind saying, you know.
Yeah.
Other than that, like I said, I'm not picking up he's a bad person. He's a good guy. It's just that he's got some things he's dealing with, and it will take you to be patient with him. It will. You know, your efforts may help him to grow and come out of this. So, yeah. So going
so,
on, yeah, you two can go on, but, you know, you just got to be understanding. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you see it becoming more consistent or serious?
Well, yeah, by you. Yes, by you. Yes, ma'am. If you talk to him and you know, I'm not saying like if you talk to him today and say, you know what, maybe you should go into therapy. No, I don't mean it like that. I mean like the next time you get together, you have dinner or maybe be intimate or anything, you know, you might then want to bring up like, do you ever feel like sometimes when you grow up, you know, you go through things that affects you later on in life? You know, from that perspective, right? So he doesn't feel like, wow, where is that coming from? You know, so if you do that, be patient, you'll help him. You will, because I think once he starts therapy, if he truly goes, and I believe he will, you'll probably be the go-to person that he'll talk to. He may not talk to anybody in his family, his parents or his siblings, but because you kind of guided him, Donna, in that direction, he'll feel comfortable coming back to you and, you know, expressing some of those concerns.
Do you have any
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Do you have any timing as to when we may get more or more serious?
You know, I'd work on it now. I'd work on it now. It's not that he doesn't want to be around you, like I said. In fact, it doesn't have anything to do with you, Donna. His issues, trust me, it's nothing to do with you. He likes you. That's not a problem. But I want you to help him bring him out. You know, like I want you to be the teacher to help him. And through this, yeah, it'll be more and more consistent because he's going to gravitate closer to you. He'll feel comfortable with you. So, yes, yes, in your own way. I mean, it's not just, February will be a really good month for the both of you. It will. But I'm saying start it now. I'm sorry?
Do you see much interaction with him and I in January?
Do I see, I'm sorry, say it again, Donna.
Chris and I seeing each other much in January?
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is just call him and tell him let's get together. Yeah, I know your relationship is inconsistent right now. You know, you probably feel like it's a trial and error, but it really isn't. I want you to go forth and be a little bit more dominating. How's that? Maybe that's the word I should use. I want you to be more dominating in the relationship, but also kinder. You know, like I said, you're going to bring this out of him, which is going to help him tremendously. It really is. You're like an angel. So just as you talk to him, you know, if you talk to him today and you may not talk to him until Friday of this week or next Monday, that's okay because you're helping him. You really are.
Mm-hmm.
Believe that within yourself, you know. And that's love. The love that you're showing him, trust me, that man will give it back to you in abundance. But you just got to, you know. A little gentle.
Yeah, just right now, he won't, I don't see him that often, and when I do, it's for short periods of time, so I don't know if he's just not trying to not, like, get too close to me, so I'm just wondering if that will
No,
well.
It's not you. You got to do that. Just say things. When you call, leave a message and say things. Say, you know, let's get together and have dinner or something, or I'll cook, and that'll be your opportunity when it's the two of you together to bring things up and talk to him about. But you just got to be gentle about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you can do it, yeah. He's not with another woman. If you think that, you know, somebody's pulling him for you, no, he's dealing with stuff within his own life. So, yeah. But anyway, try that, Donna. I got to move on. I got a board
Thank
full
you.
Of calls. But anyway, try that and give me a call back
Thank
and let
you.
Me know. Because I'm telling you, you're his angel.
Thank you.
And believe that. All right. Okay, thanks for
Thank
calling.
You.
And have a wonderful
Thank
week.
You.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, next call, area code 229. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Melvin.
Well, hi, Melvin. Happy New Year's to you, my brother. How are you doing?
All right. Happy New Year to you, Lennis.
All right. Yeah,
yes,
look here, Mr. Payday. Your money ought to be coming through pretty quick here, January to February.
My.
Yeah.
Wow, you took it out of my mouth. Yeah, I finally made a settlement. He said my attorney said that it should take about 10 days.
Yeah, I could see it. Before you even asked, I could see the dollar signs, and it was quick. It was quick, so that's why I said it's either January to February. You're getting ready to get your check. Well, God bless you. You waited long enough, but finally, yeah.
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 Thank you
Good
so
you.
Much. And my question is, I wanted to ask, I'm going to have to call back in because I wanted to ask you two questions. But the first one I wanted to ask you about, after this, I'm going to have another attorney. He's going to help me through the same firm to get my disability. And I just want to know how long it will take me to start receiving my disability, my back pay, and my disability from that.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, that takes time because it depends on how serious You know, if it's real serious, your disability, then sometimes it can go through, you know, maybe a little bit quicker. But usually when you go for a disability claim through SSI, it can take anywhere from 1 year to 2 years before you get a check. So it really is going to depend on your situation. But your attorney will tell you that. You know, he might be able to push it through that, you know, maybe something might occur within 6 or 9 months.
He told me with my ailments that I have with my knee, my back, and my elbow, also being a diabetic and all of that stuff, and he said he used to be a disability rep, but he's not, but he's going to put me in with another attorney, and he said it shouldn't take very long. He's talking about maybe 2 to 3 months, I guess.
Well, yeah, so, because, him and the other attorney can confer, and then that'll let him know, the seriousness of the situation. So, Well, that's
Did
why
you
I said
that?
6 months or maybe 9 months is sooner than a year or 2 years. So, yeah, that's a possibility.
I don't want to run out of my money paying bills without any income. You know, so I'm trying to. Do you see me getting unemployment? Because I'm not quitting. I'm going out on a medical. Situation because I can't do their work.
Medical layoff, I should say. I don't know, Melvin. I'm asking.
Okay.
I don't know. They're not showing me. I'm being honest because, you know, I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
If I see it, I tell you. If I don't, I don't. But I'm not. They're not telling me anything right now. So... check with your attorney first, and then apply for your unemployment. Because you don't want to do it before you get your check. Wait till after.
Right. Yeah.
Wait till after.
I can't even file for disability until after.
Okay. Okay.
So.
Yeah. Well, the disability 6 to 9 months, unemployment maybe. Maybe, but check with your attorney first before you do anything.
Okay. Yeah,
because it's a possibility. I see that. It's a possibility.
Can I call back in and ask?
Of course you can. Yes, of course you can. Melvin, when you do get your check, be frugal.
That's my only income, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Right
all right.
Now,
well, call
so.
Back in, Melvin.
Okay, sweet. I love you.
All right.
You.
Love you too. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Next call. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the time right now is 333. How about that? Like an angel number, 333 on the West Coast, and it's 633 on the East Coast. Okay, next caller. Area code 305, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus, it's Seema. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Tell me again. Tell me your name again. You sound S-E-M?
Seema. S-E-E-M-A.
Yes, 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 yes. Seema, I remember. How you doing, woman?
Yes, I'm good. How are you?
I'm
Thank
doing
you
great.
For taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I wanted to I met someone, his name is Amir. We've been dating on and off for 2 months now, and I wanted to see, you know, what you pick up with this and, you know, and so on.
Okay. Just his first name. That's all I need.
Amir. A-M-I-R.
Okay. Ooh, boy, did I feel love off of him. I don't know if y'all done had sex, but wow. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, we have.
Woo, I'm fanning. I'm on the phone with you and I'm fanning. Jesus. Okay, well, there's no problem there, so we won't talk about it. Okay, Amir. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, well, I know you definitely clicked there. No problem. let's see. Intelligent, educated, money, prayerful. Oh, definitely wants family. Whoa, does he want family. Are you two been discussing marriage?
No, we're not in a committed relationship yet. I really don't know what he wants from me, like, you know, because it's like he's back and forth sometimes. So
okay,
because
I want to tell you,
Seema,
he's
so.
Looking at you like to have family, to get married and have
that's,
family.
That's
so.
Awesome because the first part is awesome, so.
Yeah, but that's why I'm asking you, because I can see it. I can see you married. I can see family. I see three kids. So that's why I'm saying you two are not talking marriage yet, because it's forthcoming.
No.
Okay,
he's
picking
yet.
You.
Okay,
well, when that time comes, he's picking you for a wife. Yeah. He's a good guy. You said he goes back and forth with you?
Yeah, he doesn't really, like, we would talk sometimes. Sometimes we don't talk for a week. I haven't seen him for the New Year. We made plans for New Year's the first, and he canceled. And then I spoke to him today and talked. We didn't really, you know, text him back and forth. He didn't say if we were going to hang out and stuff like that. And he's, like, 2 hours out from where I am. And that day he was like, I'm tired.
Oh.
And he had to work, and I'm on vacation. So, but now I go back to work tomorrow. But it's confusing. I really don't know what he wants. And he, you know, he's slow. And I have good feelings. But at the same time, it's kind of hard waiting. I feel like I'm waiting, honestly.
Yeah. And you're right. Would you move? He lives 2 hours away from you. Would
yeah,
you
but
be willing
it's not
to, huh? Go ahead.
To move? I heard you said move. In the future, yeah, but not like up and move today, tomorrow. Maybe
this
year.
Oh, no. No, ma'am. I don't mean right now. I just meant if the relationship got closer, would you move to where he is about 2 hours away? Would you be willing? Because I don't know if he would come your way. You know what I'm saying? If you got married, he maybe want to live in his area where he's at. So that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I think he would want to stay close to his family because of religion-wise and stuff like that. Like, I get that from him. But, no, I would move. It's not a big deal. It's because wherever my job, I get a good job is where. And actually, Miami's kind of, like, really congested. So he works in Boca Raton, and I was actually looking at places in Boca Raton, which is good deals, but the association is crazy. But I know we'll find something if he lives with me.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, I'm going to tell you this. In 6 months in June, he's gonna get real serious with you. Real serious.
Okay.
I'll put it like this. There's a possibility in June that he's going to ask you to marry him.
Okay.
So that's why I'm asking you these questions, because the angels are showing me when that happens, it's going to progress very fast. You know, like he'll ask you in June and you guys might get married September, October, November. You know what I mean? It won't be like a long engagement period. Okay. And that's what I'm at. So these questions are things for you to think about as well.
Yeah, I honestly, if he does, I'm going to say yes, because he's, and my, like, the connection is so strong, and I have such strong feelings for him. But it's like, I'm going to be honest, when he's never said that we're in a relationship. it's not even deer. So I'm like, oh my God, what? I'm like, I don't know what he wants, and it feels so frustrating. But I know, like, in my heart what I want with him.
Right. Have you had a conversation with him about what is he looking for in the future?
No,
have
we
you
haven't
had that conversation?
About it.
Okay, well,
no,
you
we
need
haven't.
To. Okay. And it's not putting pressure on him to say, okay, it's me and you. But, you know, asking, what are your goals? What are you looking for in the future? What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to do? You know, and if he says, oh, I want to get married.
About his work and stuff like that. We've spoken about that. I knew he did say he wanted to get married and stuff because all his siblings are married. They all have kids. He's the only one that hasn't gotten married, and he's a middle child. But I don't know if he knows that I don't think he knows that I want the same thing because I've never mentioned that I want to get married and have kids. So I don't think he knows from my part.
Okay, well, those are maybe questions that has him hesitant, that he don't have answers to. That would cause him to be a little hesitant in your relationship. So you need to ask these questions. You know, when you two are together, you need to ask these questions of him. And it's not so much you're saying, like, do you want to get married right away? No, you don't want to go from that perspective.
No.
What
no,
does your future look like? Right,
yeah.
right. You know, but what does your future look like? You know, you're going to have to be the one to be the how do I want to say, the pursuer, okay? You know,
oh my God.
A little bit, yeah. But, you know, asking these things, and it will come out because he's looking for answers too, and he should. I'm not saying nothing about you, Simeon, but he should be asking you questions as well. So, you know, it's both of you need to answer these questions. It's just out there in the universe, and both of you are going on your imagination or sublimation, which you think the other one is thinking about or whatever, and that's not true. You two need to talk and ask these questions of each other. You know, get a foundation, a base, because I see you both getting married, having family, 3 children. I see all this. But you two need to come together and talk more. You know, talk about your future.
We do.
What are you looking for? Where do you want to live? You know, do you think this is a good area to live, or do you think my area is better?
You know what? It's been so slow with him. And then I think what gets us is the whole sex thing, because we forget about everything and we jump into that. And it's this attraction is just like, I don't know, I have to say it's amazing, but it's just like you forget about everything else. I don't know if it's the right way to say to say it.
No. I understand. You know, that's okay. But what you want to do is get a spiritual and mental assessment of your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact,
okay.
The next time he comes, you know, to visit, you tell him, okay, you know that's going to happen. So we put that on the side. But right now, let's just talk. Let's just talk, you know, because we know if that happens, then we're going to forget about the things that we wanted to discuss or whatever, right? So before that happens, just say, let's talk, you know. Have some fruit and vegetables and a cup of tea and just chitter-chatter.
Okay.
Yeah, just chitter-chatter. Okay. Because
everything
I see
you
your future is
really
together.
I hope it works out that way.
Yeah, well, I see the two of you as your future being together, but you just communication and understanding.
Yeah.
That's all it is between you two. Communication, understanding, and you'll be fine. Okay?
Yeah.
So remember,
okay.
When he comes, next time you two get together, leave the sex to the side for a minute and just have the conversation, and you'll be fine. Once you guys get communication and understanding, Simia, you're on your way. You're on your way. You guys will be great. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Thank you very, very much.
All right, and give
you
me a call later
night.
On and let
thank
me
you.
Know, you know, how things are going.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful week, and thank you for calling.
You too. Okay, bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller, area code 917. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus. How are you
Hello.
Doing? Timothy.
Hi, Timothy.
Hey, Linus,
how
you
are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. So
and belated Happy New Year's to you.
Belated Happy New Year's to you as well. So my question is about 2018, new job / career, anything. I'm trying to, I've been doing the worst job of looking for a job, as I've mentally been looking, but not really, because I'm not sure where to go. So I'm trying to tap into my intuition, trying to meditate, put out some good vibes, ask for some help from my angels. I was wondering if you saw anything changing.
Okay, so what's most important to you? Is it jobs, career, relationship? What's the most important thing to you right now?
Jobs and career.
Okay.
Jobs I need
and
a
career.
Definite
okay.
change.
Now, Timothy, what field are you in so I can concentrate on that? Or, you know, that
well,
you're
I'm
interested
in. The,
in?
Well, I'm kind of in the technical support field.
Okay,
I'm
IT.
I'm thinking of doing something different.
Okay, you're in the IT field. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, IT, you can go anywhere in the world. Okay, so, but you want to change into what? To what career do you want to do? I mean, change from there.
I'm not 100% sure. I have some real estate aspirations, but that's kind of like takes some time. But in the interim, I just need a different 9-to-5, per se.
I'm getting media. Have you ever done anything in media? Wow, whoa. Production. Whew. Hold on, angels. God, you guys are coming too fast. Media, production, assistant. Wow. Don't mind me. I'm writing this down because they're talking to me so fast about you. They're telling me media, production, assistant. But in what? Television, theater. Oh, okay, and TV and theater. The angels are saying that you were good with the stars or the main people, you know, of a show. I don't know, it's something about you that they'll calm down when you talk to them. Have you thought about going into media? Timothy?
I have not. As a kid, I wanted to act, but no, I am a
okay, well,
person,
some,
but no, I hadn't thought of it.
Okay, well, let me tell you, sometime when I tell people things like this is different than what you normally do, they're like, I don't see that happening. But stranger things have happened. Trust me, I graduated as a business admin, and I retired as a senior aviation controller. I wasn't thinking about or even know about aviation when I was in college. But somehow, right, I went into there, into that field. So that's why I'm asking. The angels are showing me media, but they're saying, like, you are so good at talking. It's like, okay, if it's a theater, the main actors are the big stars, or if it's production, you know, whatever. But when these people get, I don't want to say crazy, hard to deal with, I'll put it like that, hard to work with, you're the person that can come in, even as the assistant, and kind of calm them down so that the work can continue on, you know, the play or the show, whatever. But you have that ability within you. Oh, okay. The angels are telling me that you have the responsibility of patience and calmness. That's what you do. So
I do.
Okay. Okay, so they're telling me
do.
That media is your field. But oh, CBS, they're coming. I'm telling you. I hope you're writing this down because I'm trying to write it down as they're showing me and telling me. CBS has an opening for an assistant. And I know you've been doing IT, but I'd apply. And they're not showing me what show. They just said CBS has an assistant, and it is in television. It's not in radio or broadcast. It's in television. And it's for a popular show. Yep, it's for a popular show. You know what? Your whole direction is going to change. When you do this, apply, and I'm pretty sure you're going to get the job. It's something has to do, I don't know if it's like admin assistant to the production, to the producer, admin assistant to the director, but you're like the right-hand person because of your ability to patience and all that to the people. So it's like they call upon you, and you're so good at it that you build a reputation around that that other media outlets are looking for you. I see you growing from there into movies, big-time movies, too. They're showing me Spielberg's name. His name is right in front of my eyes, Spielberg. Write that down. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I might be talking to a famous person.
How do I get into this? Okay, how do I get into CBS?
Okay, you're going to apply at CBS as an assistant. It's going to be for a television show, but it's okay. You're either going to be working with the producer or the director as an assistant. What else? From there, yeah, TV show, you're just the right-hand person, but you're going to grow. God, yeah, you're going to go to movies. Oh, and write Spielberg down. Because you might want to send an application in to him once you get on with CBS and send an app to Spielberg and find out, is he looking for an assistant on a movie production, of course. What else, you know? So, yeah, and plus then you'll have, you know, a little history from being on the television set helping the director or producer. Yeah. So that's good.
Okay.
Do me a favor. What's today? Today's Sunday. Monday, look up CBS work application, whatever it is, and apply. And when you apply, at the bottom of that application, I want you to just write this. Regardless, you know, I know they're going to look at it. But at the bottom of the application, write, my will be done.
My
write
will
that
be
out.
Done?
My will be done. So you've done the application, everything, and just, you know, small letters, handwritten, at the bottom, my will be done. That's fine. They may or may not recognize it, but that's okay. What you're doing is putting in the universe, securing that job.
Okay. You got
okay?
Okay.
All right. Timothy, your future is bright. I see sunshine. I mean, the angels were just, wow, they were giving me information. Your future is very bright, but it's a change. You're right. You wanted to change from IT. You're going into media. And you're going to be very good. You are. Just hold your ground.
Okay.
You know, and when you talk to people, you know, people in that industry, sometimes they think, you know, their shit don't stink, right? But you can bring them back down to earth and like, okay, I know who you are, but look, have you thought about this? Have you looked at it this way? You know, and they're like, oh, wow, thank you.
Gotcha.
You
okay.
know, but that's
All
your
right.
gift.
Gotcha.
That is your gift, yeah. So call me back, Timothy, and let me know. Because, God, I feel like you're going to be famous. Not famous like, to say, an Oscar or something like that, but famous in the industry that people will call for you. They'll ask for you.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's good.
Thanks,
yeah, yeah. I'm happy for you. Jesus, God bless you. Thank you for calling and giving me the opportunity to read. Yeah. Okay. You're welcome. All right. Next call. Here we go. Wait a minute. There we go. Area code 412. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing terrific. And yourself?
I'm good. This is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. What's going on, woman? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's to you.
Thank you. You also. My question was, for Christmas, this is still holiday question. My kid's father,
okay.
he popped up out of the clear blue. He really doesn't deal with my daughter, so I didn't kind of understand it. I was trying to see, like, the motive behind it because I wasn't really trusting the situation.
You know how these folks try to get back in the wintertime when it's cold?
Mm-hmm.
Start laughing because you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You answered the question before you even asked me. When you said, I don't even know, would he come back? You know, what, did he just pop up or whatever? Girl, trying to get back in where he fit in, I can tell you.
Okay.
But you're smarter than that, Keisha. Don't fall for the okey-doke.
No.
You're a very smart woman. You're intelligent, and you're blessed by God. So, okay. All right.
Well, he tried to be in my kid's life, or was this just like a big, what was this?
No.
In my child's
life. No. Because I'd have picked that up if he was ready to be a father.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Your tuition, what you felt, was 100% correct. As a kid say 100, you were 100 correct. Yes, ma'am. You were correct.
Thank you.
So, you know, just to be friends or whatever, you know, or if he pays you child support, whatever, that's fine. But... and if he wants to be a father, he knows what he needs to do to step up. It's not about you. It's about that child. If he wants to be a father, he knows how to step up. We all have choices in life, so it's up to you whether or not she calls you daddy, right?
Right.
It ain't up to you because your mama, you there.
Standoffish. She was standoffish. She was, like, looking at him like, what? So, you know, when your child's doing that, you know it's you now.
She's not comfortable, no. But like I said, if he wants to be a father, he knows. And that's not about, like, going through you. Well, let me get with Keisha and blah, blah, blah. No.
Yeah, no.
This is your daughter. Show her 150% love that you her daddy, that you're going to take care of her and make sure this and that is taken care of. Because it ain't just a spiritual, mental, and physical. It's also she need clothes, she need shoes, she need to eat. Huh?
Right.
All
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you on point, Sister Keisha.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I just confirmed what you already knew. So, but anyway, thank you for calling. It's always a treat to hear from you.
Okay.
You too. Bye bye. Okay. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. You know what? Let me check the chat room, y'all, because I've been so on the phone, and I don't see any questions in the chat room, so I guess I'll go back to the studio. And thank you, everyone in the chat room. AdLibs, B-Bell, Guest691, Sheha, thank you for being in the chat room. Enjoy. Okay, now back. Next caller is area code 760. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Linus, I didn't think I would get through. We haven't spoken for months. I've been, let's just say, impeded from getting to you and listening to you. It's Carolyn, but I also go back and forth to Khaki, my nickname. I don't know if my voice will resonate a remembrance within you, but I basically was just, I didn't think I had a, I didn't think I had a chance, you beautiful, wise woman.
Stop it.
No, I'm not. Listen, if you read me, you'll know that I do not flatter. I do not flatter. But you know, speaking of flattery, it's been months, and from the website, I saw your image, and for, you know, a space talk, I mean, just, you were so gifted in so many areas that you were talking to. Yeah, you were right on with Steven Spielberg. He's going to, anyway, but you are physically so lovely, so beautiful, and so well put together. You really are. And believe me, I know.
Oh,
I'm an aficionado.
Thank you.
You don't hear it often enough. Well, we love your mind and your gifts, but your physical, anyway. I don't even know what to ask. I was entering I won't give you my birthday, but was my 74th, and I've had a lifetime of challenges.
You're a Capricorn, too? Well, happy birthday. You're the sisters of the same lodge. I'm a Capricorn,
too.
We are sort of
soul sisters. And I feel honored to sort of presume to put myself in your family, because it is an honor. But I don't know even what to ask, except that to be because I am a realist too, although very positive and fighting. And I'm at the crescendo where Linus, you know, and from whence cometh my help is what I'm trying to say. Extraordinary things have been tried to, let's just say, thwart the unremitting bombardment of negative energy, for which
I have a duty of honor.
It's been confirmed. It's been confirmed by some really evolved spiritual people who've tried to help. So I guess I'm just trying to gather all the help and positive energy without it rubbing off on anybody, because that's been an aspect of it, Linus, that's given me great sorrow, that that those with whom who are, you know, really beautiful souls, to hurt me, you know, the way to hurt me is to hurt somebody I care about. And so that's happened ongoing too.
Okay, Carolyn.
You know, like the Lady of Sorrows.
This is what we're going to do.
I weep for that. Although I'm still in love with it. I still would like to go on with my incarnate body is pretty much been destroyed.
Okay. We're going to change some things. You got your pen?
Yeah.
Or a piece of paper there? Okay, two things.
You're not going to believe this. And well, I'll make you all laugh when I say I try to anything. I've been soaking in a Dead Sea salt bath for so I'm but I can retain it, I think.
Oh,
I think I have your email. You know, you invited me to call, and Miss Nina, and also I ended up reading her, you know, in the chat room you just mentioned. She has her shamanistic name, Sheha. I spoke to her.
Sheha,
she called
our
me
intuitive
because,
life coach. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, well, you'll laugh. If Sheha's listening, which I hope she is, it's Carolyn Khaki. She called me. We had numbers, and I ended up reading her. I couldn't help it. See, I have no control over it. and she's another beautiful soul in the sisterhood. So, anyway.
Yeah.
But let's just say
this is
beyond some of the toughest, most evolved, let's just say, helpers in our light workers realm. This is how intense, and as I say, one of them recently explained that, you know, I don't say why me. I just try to keep fighting, and I don't have delusions of victimhood or paranoia. It's my reality that it's an off-the-chart sort of situation, and very evolved fighters have tried to assist and been taken out. Let's just put it that way. So I'm struggling on, But any positive energy that you all can add will, because as we know, all the positive energy that we can gather certainly helps.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, there is a prayer, and I did this. I don't know. Did you hear the beginning of the show when I did 48 strands DNA prayer?
No, I didn't. You know, again, fate brought me to you. I'd lost track of where you were. Let me just say, my whole internet, my whole communication systems have been completely taken down. And when I try to connect with another light worker, it's you know, most people wouldn't believe it. But it if anything, I understate. Let's just say, I can listen to it later. You know, I can try to replay it in the archives.
Oh, no. What I want you to do, because this prayer is powerful, you know, the scientists say that we have 24 DNA, right?
I'm a six. Yeah, I'm a numerologist person, too, and all those connections. And being a scientist yourself, too, I get all that, and I really tune into all of the numbers. Let's just say 9 and 10 times a day, I see 111, 911, flash, you know, spirits trying to get through. But numbers, like my birthday is a 6, which is a 2 and a 4. You won't believe the sixes and all the numbers. But anyway, a 2-4 psalm or prayer or would be certainly appropriate, along tied in with our DNA, which I'm trying to work on too.
Okay, well, this is what I want you to do. I want you to take your DNA up. We're going to change within you with this 48-strand DNA. So if you're in the numbers, I'm going to tell you it's 48-strand DNA. It's 24 double helixes, and then it's 8 strands each connecting, okay? The prayer is on my website under blog news. If you say this prayer, I believe it will change you like it never has before.
The commitment of this prayer is 144 days. Every 12th day, your vibration and your energy will change for the better. Every 12th day until you finish your prayer.
This fascinates me because, you know, the dark energy, and when I say I've been, you know, physically poisoned and really dark energy is they've, my whole DNA, my whole appearance, because I can't take credit for it, but I was blessed with incredible, I didn't think so, physical, which was both a blessing and a curse. No, I never received the benefits of it, but my DNA, you know, where they, being a scientist, your listeners, you know, about DNA, but let's just say, what do you call them? I can't think because the words aren't coming, but you know, when you're with through natural aging, it breaks down and let's just say the cap comes off. It's a word that starts with D. So my DNA has definitely been messed with, and I've tried to tune into everything I can to restore it so I can go on. So you have tuned in to exactly what I've been trying to work on. But I can't do Facebook. Where can I find the information?
It's not on Facebook. It's on my website. You can't get into my website?
Oh, that most everybody, you know, Facebook, talk about the evil empire has taken over that and Google. So go to your website.
No. It's on my website. Yeah, theessenceofsuccess.com. And it's on blog news.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're one of the very few in us who've stayed. Got it. Okay.
So can you do that? Can you go to the website without any problems?
Well, I will try. Is your email or contact? And I'll try to get in touch. But you see, every time I make a resolve, the minute we get off the phone, I will resolve to follow through on that. And I will get hit with something that's off the charts that my... It's not an ability for lack of focus, because I have incredible willpower. That's how I've survived. But when you're being bombarded with 30 off the charts things and you're barely hanging on and functioning, then...
Well, Carolyn, let me ask you, I understand, honey. Do you have an email address?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I want you to do, no, because I don't want you to say it over the air.
Although they've taken down, being in the industry, which you were, they have reverse-fied my two laptops, my phone. I've been hacked into, victim of identity theft, the most horrible abuse and attack that you cannot believe. So it's up right now, and they know everything anyway.
Is
your email address?
What I want you to do is go into the chat.
Did you hear that noise?
No.
Did you just hear that noise? Oh, it went.
No.
You know.
No.
Okay.
No. But what I want you to do is go into the chat room. You can get into the chat room, right?
I can't go into the chat room because they took down my laptop.
I didn't want you to give it to me over there.
Wait.
That's okay.
No, wait. I can't go into that. There's got to be another way really quickly, just for all of your other listeners. If I'm now exclusively running Android systems and Chromebook because they took down the second Windows laptop. And you cannot go because Androids are on flash memory. It's tech stuff. But you can't go into chat rooms through an Android device because, anyway, the plugins and so on. But anyway, I don't want to take up your time and your listeners.
But I want to send it to your email address. I was just going to copy and paste
it
and send it to your email address.
Can you shoot me? Yeah, I don't want to give it on the air, but can I find yours at your blog site? Can I give it to you through your website? Can I sign into your website and transmit it to you that way, Linus?
Yes. Yes. Because there's an email thing. If you go onto my website,
Sheena has my information too. As I say, she even took my cell phone number, which you can't reach me on now. But she should have my information because my nickname is Khaki. That's my inner child, K-A-C-K-I-E or Carolyn. And she'll remember me because I ended up reading her and bringing in and saying, who's Amanda and all of this. I didn't mean to do it. It was just like spirit interrupted me anyway.
Dear heart. Well, okay. I'll get with Sheena after the show then and get your, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Carolyn,
well,
for calling. But honestly, this 48 DNA is going to bring you out of what you've been going on. I'm serious. I can feel
it
in my spirit.
It may be the only way because I had a let's just say, hard hitter tried to clear stuff, and they not only were not successful, they got taken down and opened up, let's just say, the portal worse and became corrupted themselves. I know. It sounds like something, but it happened.
I'm
going to
call you back.
Of what we're, yeah.
I'm
yeah,
going to
okay.
call you back because I want you to do
I love
something.
You.
Okay, wait. Before you go, because I'm going to call you back when the show ends, I want you to get a picture of yourself, and it has to be a bus picture. I want you to get sea salt, and I want you to get some vinegar. I'll call you in about 30 minutes.
Well, I live with
Did
vinegar. How are you going to call me back?
Bus picture of yourself, sea salt, and vinegar. And I'll call you in 30 minutes.
Oh, I'm sitting in sea salt right now, and I have vinegar right next to me. You know, I know that.
Get out of here.
You can't call me back. When you say call me back, Linus, I'm speaking to you on Google Hangouts because they've taken down my cell phone, and I can't call in. So I don't think you can call me back. Well, you see,
I'll go to her and get your email address so I can send it to you.
Well, I'll try to get – Yeah, no, you can't call me on my cell phone. You can only they've taken down my cell phone, so I can only call you on my landline. But it just, oh gosh, just warms my soul, my heart to hear your voice. I'll try to figure out a way, but it takes me 100 times more effort and energy just to accomplish a simple chat, no matter what they throw. We'll find a way. But talk to Sheha and. Because I think she'll and remind her that of Khaki Carolyn, and she'll find it at my email address, I think, or my cell phone number, which she has, is now non-functional. So anyway,
so
I don't want to take up
your
on-the-air time with all logistics of trying to get through to me, but we'll figure out a way. And I just the fact that I got through, I can't believe it at all. To hear, I was just content with hearing you. And
because it was meant to be.
And you give such wonderful practical advice too. Just wonderful. You are the best.
Oh.
Anyway, I love you. Bye bye.
I love you too,
love
and
you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay. Let me see if I can get to two more people real quick. Area code 201, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you? Belated Happy New Year's to ya.
Same to you, Linus. Thank you. My question today is I'd like to know what do you see with regards to my love life. I'm single, and I'm hoping to meet somebody in the near future.
Oh, okay. The angels are telling me to tell you right now, get off the social dating sites.
Get off?
That's dangerous for you.
Never
Don't go
on
the social dating Okay, they're just telling me. Okay, because they're saying that's dangerous for you.
No,
so don't get
on
the social. You know what I mean? Like, what is that? Smack.com or whatever? Heck, I can't think. What is? You see, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Oh, Match.com. Any of like that or Christian Mingle? Now it's coming to me. Different ones like that. The angel said, "Don't go on there." So don't.
Right. No, I won't.
So that means you're going to have to meet this person in the physical. So let's see now. Okay, who Rose is going to meet? Oh, it looks like you're going to meet somebody just prior to Valentine's Day, around the 2nd or 3rd. They're telling me 2, 3, 4, 5 of February. What's it doing? 2, 3, 4, 5. I see those numbers, and they're saying that's when you're going to meet this guy. He's a white guy, but he's different. Write this down. They say he's different. In fact, he's from Europe. I would say Norway, Sweden, somewhere in that area, in the Netherlands, or, you know, that part. But he resides here in the States. Looks like he's on the East Coast. Rose, do you live on the East Coast or in the Midwest?
I do. No, I live in New Jersey, East.
Okay. This guy's in New York. You're close. Okay. Because he lives on the East. He lives, New York. You meet him at an event. Now, let me tell you, they're showing me how he looks. He's 6'2" or 6'3". The angel said he could be 6'2" or 6'3", I guess, depending on what shoes he's wearing. He has light colored hair. I don't want to say blonde, and I don't want to say brown. It's kind of in between, and that's because from his area, his culture area, from that northern part, why his hair is light like that. He's got green eyes, really pretty eyes. Ooh, beautiful eyes. That's going to be the point. When you meet him, you're going to like, whoa, those eyes are going to take you away. He's medium built. And he's a casual dresser. He's not some more the three-piece suit type of person. He's more like a band lounge shirt or something and a pair of slacks. He makes really good money. He's in IT as well. He does something in IT. I almost think that he owns an IT company, that he does work for other companies like contract work if they need like what do you call that? You clock in and clock out your payroll schedules. Okay. Like he would do something like that for a big company. Like he would do payroll schedules for IBM. They send him and they do it all and then send it back and IBM would issue your check. That's what I think he does. But he's IT, but he does quite well. Matter of fact, looks like in his company he employs 12 people. Yep, he employs 12 people in his company, so he's doing pretty good. Now, at this event, and it's something like to look forward to. This event is almost like it's not a job, like a career fair. I don't want to say job fair. It's more like a career fair, like where are you looking at between now and the next 5 years, you know, in careers like medical or secretary or assistant, whatever. That's what this is. It's a fair. It's almost like a job fair. So I should say that. It's like a job fair. But he has a booth there, and that's where you meet this man. And this is coming up. This job fair, I think, is either going to be the end of January or the 1st of February.
Well,
like I saw the two, huh?
I said, you're picking up all that about him? That's amazing.
Yeah, I hope you're writing it down because I'll be done forgot it when we hung up. So anyway, the dates 2, 3, 4, 5 is when you and him will be together. But you're going to meet him first, but those are the dates that you will be together. And if you work your womanly wiles, you two will be together for Valentine's Day. Well, he's single. He's been divorced for years. He has a daughter, and that daughter, I believe, is 13 years old. But he's been divorced, for years. So he's into his business. He likes that. This kind of self-satisfying type of thing for him. It's like getting a cookie. You know, his business does well, and it's almost like getting an orgasm. He's so happy about it. It feels good. So, yeah. So that's what's coming up. They're telling me Matthew John. Johnny.
Wow.
Yeah, Jonathan. Okay. Thank you,
all
Angels.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else? No, just coming up quick. Angel said it's coming up quick. So, okay, now you remember, I hope you wrote a lot of that down.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of information. Thank you so much, Lennis.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, you know, sometimes the angels, they come through all the time, but sometimes they come through kind of forcibly, and that's not a bad thing. It's just that they want me to see all this, and they're coming fast. So it's a lot of information they want me to entail to you guys. Sometimes it's only little. Sometimes it's a lot. So when it's a lot, I try to write down myself. But if it comes too fast, all I can do is tell you and hopefully that you capture what I said.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm thinking of going to, like, a singles dance. Could that be where I would meet him? Or you're saying a job fair?
No, at a job fair. Yeah.
All right, hon.
But I'll tell you, if you go to a single dance, you're going to meet this guy. He looks like, I can tell you, the angels are showing me right now. You ever watch Gotham on TV? He looks like that penguin. Ugh, yuck. Ugh. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. goodness. All right.
I mean, you're
well,
just going to meet him. You're not going to have anything to do with him. He's going to try and talk to you, but he looks like that penguin, like, oh, yuck, pooey. But you be nice. Don't be disrespectful. You know, just say, oh, thank you for the flattery or thank you for the compliment. You know, move on.
All right.
You know what I mean? Move on, but, you know, thank you for the flattery. But, yeah, God, I saw that when you got to the dance. You're enjoying yourself, and he walks up, and I'm like, ooh, yuck.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, let's see what happens.
Huh?
Let's see what happens when I meet Jonathan.
Okay. All right, Rose.
Thank
Give
you,
me a
Leonard.
Call and let me know. It's coming
I
up
will.
Quick.
All right.
All right. Have a
Bye.
Wonderful week, young lady, and thanks for calling. Okay. All right, one more. Let's see. Area code, excuse me. Core, geez. Where am I from, England? 402, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi. This is
Hi.
Karen.
Sharon?
Karen.
Did you say Sharon?
Karen with a K.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Karen,
I think I overspec.
Karen.
With
a K. And Lindsay.
Karen and Lindsay. Okay. Go ahead, Karen, with your question. I'll help you first, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Lindsay's my daughter, and she's been having some health issues. We think we got some answers yesterday and some change of direction that probably were very, very important. Can you fill in some blanks for us?
Okay, in what respective? Let me concentrate on. Is there something you can...
You know, just, I mean, it's been a long haul getting to the point where she was, but, you know, we need some hope here about, you know, recovery and what that's going to look like and how long it will take.
Is this for, she's having a physical problem within her body? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, is this drugs? Is that what you're asking? Is it, she's trying to get over drugs?
Well, pharmaceuticals, yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Right.
That's what the angels
yeah.
were showing me, so that's what I'm asking. So she's going to go into recovery. Mom, I want
Another
you to
they put,
put
on...
on,
they, put on some stuff. They put her on some stuff that was really bad for her. And we went to a diagnostician who told us she needed to get off that really quick.
Okay,
that,
good
you know,
for you, Mom.
Probably, yeah, she almost had a heart. He said he was surprised she already didn't have a heart attack. And she's in her
20s. Oh, my God.
This stuff was really bad for her. And so
oh, my God. Bless
really,
her heart. Oh, honey.
Yeah, I know.
I'll say a prayer. Wait a minute. Let me put her on the prayer list. Hold on. Pray for her. Okay. All right. Almost scared to take in. She's almost scared to take anything else. You know, what it's going to do to her. Bless her heart. I don't blame
sure
her.
Is.
I'd feel the same way. Boy. That's why I go holistic. I believe everything
yeah,
the doctors give you is always right. You know, go natural.
Yeah, that's what we have done in this case. It's holistic and it's alternative. But it's still a change and, you know, the shock of hearing that news.
Of course. Mom, get your pen. I'm going to tell you some stuff. So get your pen and or pencil and a piece of paper so you can write this down. Give you some stuff that I know is going to help her. Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. First thing I want you to write down is resveratrol, and it's spelled R-E-S. V-E-R-A-T-R-O-L. Okay. Number two, quercetin. That's spelled Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N. Number three is pure pectin. So you know pure. Pectin, P-E-C-T-I-N. The company that you're going to get this from is called Arbor County Products, and it's spelled A-R-B-O-R, County Products. You're going to pull that up on the internet. You're going to order the smallest portion of all three of the things that I just gave you. They're going to heal your daughter. But you're going to, just the smallest portion, I think it starts like $7.78 or something like that, because you're going to start her on this regimen, and it's going to heal your child. Also, I'm going to give you something else. So each one of those, you're going to order from Arbor County, the smallest amount to start her on that. Okay, number four, I want you to go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, all one line. TheEssenceOfSuccess.com. She can begin this tomorrow. I want her to start saying the prayer, the 48 strands of DNA, to start saying that prayer. She's going to have to be, okay, she's got to be committed to this. It's going to change. It's going to change her for the better. She's got to be committed to this for 144 days. Every 12 days, her vibration and energy is going to change. She's going to become more and more loving. Each 12 days, yes, it brings it up, but things that used to bother her, it won't even come near, won't even touch her. It's like she's invisible.
Yeah,
okay.
I already copied and pasted it to a Word doc.
You did?
Earlier on the show.
Go ahead, Mama.
Yeah.
I love you, Karen. Go ahead, Mama. Now, those three items that I told you, they're all holistic. They don't have biochemicals, okay? No biochemicals. And how good they are, I'm 7 years without cancer the second time. So believe.
Got it.
Okay. Okay.
Now, what's
anyway,
the recovery?
And she'll do fine. She'll do fine. Right now, I would say tea, nice tea, fresh salad, you know, fresh salad with a little dressing for her, maybe a little lemon juice on there, whatever. Fresh salad and water. Tell her water, 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 water. I know she's going to get tired of water, but she'll think like, screw water. But anyway, the more water she drinks, yes, it flushes her system out, but it's also cleaning her spiritually, mentally, and physically. Right, the vegetables will be cleaning her spiritually, mentally. In fact, eating fresh vegetables will even raise her energy level. That when she gets up in the morning, she'll be like, hey, Mom, what can we do? You know, where are we going? Whatever. But, yes, it will raise that. So, yeah, great. She's, tell her by June, Lindsay, by June, girl, you'll be on point. You'll be back to the daughter your mom had. To the daughter that your mom knows, you'll be perfect. Yep.
That's what she's.
She's perfect now.
Exactly.
But you know, she'll be even more perfect.
Sure. Yeah. She wants to get back to her old self. That's the whole thing. So you hit
and
it right on.
And this will take her there. This will take her there. Believe me. This will take her between taking that medicine and saying this prayer. Yeah. It will take her there. She's going to tell you. Because the first time she says a prayer, she's going to feel something. You know, and that's okay. It's all good. It's nothing bad. But, yep. In fact, she should talk to you as she says a prayer. Uh-oh. I'm sorry. They're telling me that I'm going off the air. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Karen. But anyway, I did get the message to you, so do that, okay? And call me back and let me know how your daughter, how Lindsay doing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thanks for calling. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining the show today. I'm so sorry. I had more callers. Please forgive me. Call back next week, and I'll be more than glad to answer your questions. Thank you for joining me from around the world in the chat room. I want to thank Sheha, our intuitive coach, Guest 800, Babel, and Atabiz. I think Atabiz. Thank you so much for joining me. And I will see you guys next Sunday at 3:00. So thanks again. And, oh, yeah, and if you want to, please go to my website and you can check out the the 48 strand prayer and try it out for yourself. Not try it out, but do it, you know. So, okay. And I love you all. If no one's told you they love you today, I love you. And I thank you all for calling in and participating, joining the show. And I hope everything that I told you, it will come to pass. It really will. So God bless you. I love you. And take care and have a wonderful, wonderful week, everybody. Okay. Thank you. Bye now. Okay. Get the music going here.